Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic, as usual, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called Dad's a Hypocrite. Couldn't possibly be talking about myself, but in general, the topic is parental hypocrisy. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites around the world, or just go to BruceAllen.com. Today, I'm happy to say we have our regular lineup with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. On my drive up to the station today, I was hearing yet another dismal Dow report, so I will bend Jim's ear on what is going on at present, but it's not happy time. I woke up this morning truly on the wrong side of the bed, but the show must go on, and it started with me walking into my closet and the closet light burning out. It was followed by me walking into the kitchen where my teen boys had left all the kitchen lights on all night long. What followed next was my senile old dog pooping in the hallway that I didn't happen to see, which when I finally got my coffee and cleaned off my shoes, I headed upstairs to my office and turned on my office lamp, and I swear this is true, which also burned out. So I thought I'd call in sick today, but that doesn't work on live radio, and we do record this show live. So I guess I'm making my engineer laugh. He's cracking up, and I hope I'm getting a little sympathy from my listeners. I want to say hello to some of those listeners at the various stations that are carrying my show. Of course, I always reach out to my friends in Santa Barbara, which is my home station, KZSB AM 1290, and News Talk 1420 in Cleveland, Ohio. That's News Talk 1420 WHK in Cleveland, Ohio, which I might add is the birthplace of my father. So I am very happy to be on that Salem Radio Network station. I am also happy to be on 1670 WTDY in Madison, Wisconsin, and more recently in Alaska at KRSA Petersburg, 580 AM. Thank you very much, all of the stations that are carrying my show, and we hope to have more in the future as we can continue to grow. You can email me anytime at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @BruceAllen. And please, like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We just passed another milestone, and we now have over 4,000 dads and moms from all over the world that like the A Dad's Point of View page. I'm very excited about that. There are two other new things that are going on in BruceAllen.com land. One is the new comic strip, which the fourth one will be posted shortly, but the first three are called Blink of an Eye, and it's my favorite already. Second one is called The Babysitter, and the third one is called Disco Dad. And again, any resemblance to your host here is completely not true. Don't buy it. We also have a new feature that I am very proud of, which is a one-minute featurette, which we're calling Life Lessons, and I play a new one each week. They are available afterwards to be listened to on BruceAllen.com. So it is time for the next Life Lesson. Here we go.
You got to action to weigh the positive ELMI. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Since you are not perfect, do not expect your friends to be perfect either. My mother taught me this basic lesson, and I kept on forgetting it, as I wanted my friends to be perfect, just like me. Ha! I also saw how my own boys got into spats with their friends over silly and unrealistic expectations of their friends. My mom always said that if you wanted perfect friends, you wouldn't have any. I joke with my boys that I'm perfect, but they know I'm not, and neither are your friends. So maybe, just maybe, you and your kids should cut each other and our friends some slack. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it's you.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that life lesson about perfect friends. It is one that no matter how much older I get, I continue to need to remind myself. One of my oldest friends in the world and I are currently estranged for no good reason. And my wife has repeatedly said, why don't you just call him? And being stubborn, my wife, that is, not me, I won't. And whatever it is that he did, which is not really that important, we were lifelong friends. And why do we let these little things get in the way of our friendships? It's not a good thing to do. So take my advice, even if I don't live it, which in fact is the perfect segue to today's topic. Dad's a hypocrite. How often do parents say one thing and do another? I call it the do as I say, not as I do speech, where mom or dad are puffing away on a cigarette or drink or texting while driving and, or worse yet, doing drugs, but of course telling their kids how awful all those things are. The one that bothers me the most for some crazy reason is, as a skier, when I see parents of small kids requiring their children to wear a helmet while mom and dad don't. Those sort of hypocritical. Those sort of hypocritical things will teach your kids that you're not honest, basically. And once you decide to become a parent, you really have an obligation, in my opinion, to walk the walk and talk the talk, live the life you want them to live, model it. So just the other day when I went for a walk with my wife, I saw a family of four on four bicycles with the two little kids both wearing helmets on their little small-wheeled bicycle and mom and dad ahead of them not wearing helmets on their bicycles. And I almost shouted out, but my wife nudged me not to. When I go skiing, I am that obnoxious helmet police. When I see a parent with a child and the parent's not wearing the helmet, I can't help myself. And more often than not, they begrudgingly acknowledge that what I am suggesting to them about hypocrisy might have an impact on their kids. And sometimes I get just a rude response, but I ultimately don't care. I consider it my job to advocate for dads and all the time to advocate for kids. So I suffer having two teenagers right now. So I get called on the occasional hypocrisy because they are much more aware and older and willing to speak their mind a lot more than sometimes I wish they would. And this subject and the column I wrote, Dad's a Hypocrite, was all inspired when I was walking upstairs one morning, not this morning, just singing at the top of my lungs at like 5:45 in the morning. And upstairs is where my boys' bedrooms are. And my son later said, Dad, you're such a hypocrite. And I'm going, what? He says, well, you tell us to be quiet when you're sleeping or when you're doing something. And here you are at 5:45 in the morning screaming at the top of your lungs. And I said, wow, you're right. But don't call me a hypocrite. That was a hypocritical thing I did. I don't think I am always a hypocrite. But that's what motivated the column. That's what motivated the topic, which, by the way, will also be the subject of Dad Chat tonight. And those of you listening live can join us. Dad Chat is a tweet chat that I host every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. You follow it with the hashtag, which is the number sign, followed by D-A-D-C-H-A-T. And it is fun. It's live, and I actually host it. And we have moms and dads from all over that join it. I really urge you to do it. Wayne Levine will be with us next, but before I go out and we go to commercial, I want to quote Mark Twain, who, describing the brilliance of teenagers and the stupidity of his father, said, "When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much the old man had learned in 7 years." Well, I'm sure that's how my parents felt about me when I was a teenager. And since I have two of them, I get double the derision now from my boys. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. This is Bruce Allen, The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.